Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Connolly of the WYPR reporting staff. Chris, you've been out there covering the campaign for governor in Maryland, and one of the things people have been looking for and expecting or not expecting is the issue of race.
Yeah, we just haven't seen that much talk about race, even though this is an election that could potentially put in place the first African-American governor in Maryland's history, the third African-American governor ever to be elected in the United States. But, you know, now that things are tightening up, we're seeing a big push from the Democratic Party to, you know, really sort of say, like, this is a historic moment. And to try to talk, it seems, specifically to African-American voters to say it's important that you come out and vote.
Because there's concern across the board that turnout will be light.
There is. I mean, and there was extremely light turnout during the primary. But, you know, you also just have this trend where in midterm elections, you know, a lot of the Democratic base doesn't tend to turn out very well for the general election. I mean, midterm elections tend to be whiter. They tend to be more middle class. And they also tend to be a little bit more male.
We're talking about some mailings that target black voters, basically. Are they sort of mild? How do you characterize them?
I wouldn't call them mild. I mean, you have some that are going out that are pointing to Ferguson, Missouri, where a young African-American man was shot by a white police officer. You also have other ones going out that are pointing to sort of the historical legacy of racism. I mean, you see these colored waiting room signs in one of them and you know, a picture of Donald Trump in front of a sign that says, "Where's the birth certificate?" A reference to
one of the birthers,
you know, and it says they have placed roadblocks in our path at every turn in Maryland. It's our turn to take an important step in the journey. You flip the page, it says vote for Anthony Brown as Maryland's first African-American governor.
So this is the Democratic Party doing it. The candidate himself has hardly done it at all. Isn't that right?
It's true. I mean, Brown has sort of taken the approach that a lot of minority candidates end up having to do, this sort of tricky dance where you don't talk specifically about race and you kind of tend towards more universal themes, you know, education for all, making the environment better. I mean, Brown's sort of a standard line for his campaign is a better Maryland for more Marylanders. And it's a tricky dance that white candidates don't tend to have to do.
Well, you know, running on ethnicity or race is nothing new in our country. I mean, the Irish Americans were happy to use their colors. And, you know, big city politics has always done this. So in some ways, it's not something that's unusual for us.
It's true. And when it comes to these mailings from the Democratic Party, I mean, this is really about mobilizing the base and saying, you know, it is important that you turn out because they just need every single body at the polls voting.
In this year, we are seeing the Democrats doing things that in other years they might not have had to do.
Sure. And you also see this concerted effort from Larry Hogan, the Republican gubernatorial contender, who's really trying to reach out to African-American voters and say, you know, maybe you should think about switching parties. I mean, African-Americans in this state are overwhelmingly Democrats. But he's saying, listen, you know, the Democratic Party is taking advantage of you. They don't feel like they have to show up and make the case. So here I am trying to make the case to you. And maybe it's time to vote for something a little bit different.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Sure thing.
For Chris Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.